review forms part of our episode 11 of the Tea in the Treetops podcast.
You can listen to that episode and all our other episodes by going to teainthetreetops.com and clicking on the podcast link.
All right, Masquerade, which is published by Penguin Australia, came out on July 23rd, so it's only just recently been released. And I'll just read you the synopsis. It's the Carnival of 1750, and Venice's ballrooms, theatres, palazzos, and squares are filled with delicious gossip, devilish fun, and dangerous games. In this glittering masked world, everyone has a secret. Set in an age of decadence made famous by Casanova, Masquerade uncovers the secrets of seven teens, from the highest aristocrat to the lowest servant, their dreams, desires, loves, loyalties, and betrayals. All the world's a stage. Let the show begin.
So it's set in Venice, as it said, in the mid-1700s during Carnival.
Which goes for 5 months. I never knew that before.
I know. It's a long festival.
Sounds great.
So basically they just have parties every night. And
sleep till noon.
Yeah, sleep in and dress up in masks and their, you know, different outfits every night. And
I think the main purpose, or I could be wrong, I have to admit, I don't know much about the... I've never studied Carnival or Venice, to be honest, but I think one of the main purposes was it allowed the nobles and the common folk who were very class segregated to actually have a chance to mingle and get up to mischief and have torrid affairs.
It sounded like there was quite a bit of shenanigans going on, actually, in general.
That's true.
Yep, so there's... the thing with this book is it gets a little bit confusing at the start, especially because it's told from seven different points of view. The main one is Aurelia. She's an orphan who's moved to Venice, or to travel to Venice in order to seek out her uncle, who's a noble there. And she's trying to find out about her mother and why she fled Venice when Aurelia was just a baby. Or when she was pregnant with earlier, I think.
I'm not too sure.
I can't remember. But anyway, she fled, and they're trying to. There's a mystery that she's trying to solve behind her mother's disappearance, and she gets caught up in the carnival, basically, with her cousins, who are two of the other people whose point of view we hear from, and lots of parties, love affairs. Everybody's loving the wrong person, and it's all a bit of a.
It is like a Shakespeare comedy.
Yeah,
has that. It's got that real ring of it, and that's what I really loved about the story. It while it is a novel, you could almost imagine in your mind that it was actually meant for stage.
Yep, very. It reminded me of Much Ado About Nothing, or.
I really was thinking Twelfth Night.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. But it's
confusion
all
and
confusion, chaos in comedy.
Yeah,
in amongst love.
That's right. And there's a little bit of tragedy in there too, but
that's
we won't mention anything about that. Mm. I think she did intend for it to be like a Shakespearean drama while we're at it, because in between each chapter there was a little snippet of Shakespearean plays in the middle.
Yes.
So that just gave it that extra kind of Shakespearean feeling. Mm.
I have to admit, my favourite storyline was Veronica. I just loved her. So she's one of... she's Aurelia's cousin, so she's got two cousins, Angelique and Veronica, and Veronica has sworn never to love, and she's very strong-willed, and I just found her storyline incredibly entertaining, though I won't lie, it kind of ends and you don't feel that it was really resolved. Well, it is resolved, you didn't feel like it was resolved, which... Well, has left me desperate for more.
Well, that was one of the things that we didn't like so much about this one, that the ending was very, a little bit abrupt. It didn't tie up many ends.
It finished well enough that you could say, okay, this is finished and it's a standalone, and it does resolve itself enough to finish the book. But there were so many questions that I had that I felt I had invested this time in these characters, and I wanted to know more. I wanted to know if they got their happy endings after this whirlwind carnival.
Yep.
So you, Angela, actually messaged.
I did ask Kylie. I did ask her because we wanted to know. We needed to know. we asked her whether she was writing a sequel, and she replied and said that she wasn't sure whether... Well, she had a sequel planned, but they were waiting to see how well this one did before they she went ahead and finished it and released it. So hopefully everyone will buy it now and read it because it was great.
It is. It's really good. For YA, it's very different. It's not your typical YA. There's no love triangle. Well, there are sort of love triangles, but you don't feel it's your typical YA love triangle book, if that makes sense, which I feel like every second YA book is. It's just that little bit different, and it's, I don't know, I really liked it.
Yeah, I felt that if I'd read it as a teenager, I would have loved it to bits. Like,
yeah.
I still love it now, but back then I would have really loved it. So, yeah, get into it. I gave it 5 stars.
I gave it 4 stars. I only knocked the star off for 2 reasons. The first being at the beginning, I wasn't quite sure if I was really loving it at the beginning. I liked it. I liked it enough to keep going, but I felt it was perhaps a little bit slow, or the characters were a little bit two-dimensional at that very beginning phase. It's very hard to write really in detail characters when you have 7 main protagonists.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But it really grew on me. Mm-hmm. So obviously that, don't worry about that if you start reading it and you're a bit like, oh, I don't know if this is worthwhile.
It does all come together.
It does come together. Yeah. The other thing is I knocked that star off for that, and I knocked it off because I just had too many questions unanswered. Like I'm desperate for sleep. I have 2 children that don't sleep. So sleep is very important to me. And I finished reading it after a midnight feeding session, and I could not get back to sleep because I had all these questions. I needed to know what happened with Veronica and Luke. Luca, I needed to know what happened with Claudia and Marco. I just had to find this stuff out, and I don't know. It was my head couldn't stop, which is not a bad thing. I think, you know, thinking about books is great. I really do. I just didn't want to do it at 2 a.m.
Maybe it's a mark of a great story that it made you think so much about it.
Yes.
Even though if it was wondering.
That's right. That's right. So Penguin Teen Australia, please listen to this review. Please, please release a sequel for us.
Yeah. You want to know. It's going on our favourite list for this year, definitely.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things that I really loved about it was the details, especially the details about, obviously extremely well researched about the details of Carnival and the clothing,
yes,
the food, and I mean
every little bit, like just little offhand comments were obviously still researched and thorough. Like I can't remember what the foods were, but I remembered when they were going through like an outdoor festival type thing, and they talked about the snacks that they purchased, and
yeah.
And I was like, oh, they sold that then? Wow. Because it would have been what they ate. I just knew without a doubt that would have been what they ate back then. And sorry, just to mention one more character, Bastian, who is kind of one of the main love interest characters.
Yep.
He's a Doja's son. Yes, I liked his storyline. I couldn't really tell if he was meant to be this strong alpha male who just was a bit flawed, or if he was a bit of an idiot, self-absorbed idiot. It was kind of a very, very fine line between the two. So,
yeah. To be honest, at the start, I thought he was a bit of an ass, but
he still did things towards the end. I mean, I think he was a bit of an ass, but he has this great scene. I shouldn't really say scene because it's not a play, but this great scene where he comes up with this zany idea where it's about 60% through. I won't say it because I don't want to spoil it, but I'm sure you know which section I mean.
I do, yeah.
And he's just got this idea, and it's like so crazy, but it's just also so brilliant all in one. And I'm just, it was great. That was my favourite part of the book.
All right.
So 5 stars from you, 4 yes. stars from me.
Yep.
Go out, it. Buy it, read it. Let's get that sequel made so that we can all find out what happens next.
Yes.